Good morning and grand rising. We are here with another special episode of the Hoodoo and Chill podcast. With me, as always, is my beautiful partner in love and light, as well as a little bit of mischief. And we bumped heads this morning, but I love her anyway. The one and only LaToya Alexandria.
Good morning, grand rising. It is Monday. Bon lundi, je suis assise avec la magnifique Sir Bayo, my love and my heart. And we did bump heads this morning. When we spoke this morning, and we talked about the show, because, you know, you guys were supposed to get this show last week, but Spirit came through with another show and we did that one instead. When we started to talk about this show today, I realized that Sierra and I had some different views on some things. And we actually bumped heads. Like,
no, you wanted to fight with me this morning. Let's be real to the audience.
I wanted to fight. I was ready, y'all. I was ready to fight. Right? And we're going to talk about why. Today we're talking about the Saints, Hoodoo, the seven African powers. And of course, I'm going to throw a little Hoodoo in there. Of course, because when we're speaking about the Saints and we're speaking about spirits and things of that nature, the Loa command, and we're going to talk about correlations and things of that nature. And that's where we kind of bumped heads at. So without further ado, let's get into it.
So let's talk about how today's show is going to go. Okay. First, we are going to give guys just a brief breakdown as to why this show is important, why the Saints are important, how they relate to Hoodoo, ATRs, as well as Vodou history and culture, the synchronization as well. And then towards our middle point of the show, we are going to go into the correlation with each saint as it relates to the seven African powers. So I know that that is what you guys are here for. We are excited about that. Today is also a show where we want you to just kind of kick back and relax and chill. You know, this is Hoodoo and Chill. You don't have to necessarily take notes today. We've done the liberty of creating a beautifully, beautifully put together digital guide. There's a link at the top of the Clubhouse where you guys can download that from our website, hoodooconjurerootwork.com. If you want to follow along with us during the show today and just have a visual aid. So it's a beautiful PDF. We put that together for you guys, and it is going to detail all of the Loa, their correlation with the saints, their feast days, workings that you can do, rituals, as well as prayers. So if you want a beautiful visual, I implore you to go ahead and tap that link in the description and get your guidebook so that you could follow along with us today. Now, back to Toya wanting to chop my head off this morning. We, as always, have our morning meeting before we do our shows or whatever, and we always have to kind of discuss how we're feeling in the moment about today's current topic, because we love to give you guys authentic content. And we had a difference of opinion as it related to the Saints today. And my opinion, and then I'm gonna let you go, Toya. My opinion was, I think that personally, you know, the Saints are important. I think that this portion of occult history as it relates to indigenous people of color, not even just people of color, to be honest with you, I actually really want to eradicate that today. From my point of view, occulticism in general, my belief in my serology is that the saints play a very important role as intermediaries. They have played a very important role as helping preserve a lot of occult practices from paganism. Voodoo, hoodoo, candomblé, lukumi, santeria, palo, and so on and so forth, right? If you were to really do the history, not just the history on the rituals and magic and things of that nature, but to do the actual history of Christian and Catholic oppression, not just in the Americas, but from Africa to Europe, you will find not only a synchronicity in the saints as it relates to just the Lowa or the Orisha, but you will also find that they are synchronized with a lot of other indigenous deities, not only from Africa, but the Americas and Europe as well. So my argument was, and still is that my personal belief is that I don't think that all of our ancestors were solely using the saints to disguise the practice. I think that that was a portion of it, but I also believe that as time progressed, that they did believe in the power of the saints, that they did work with them, that not only would someone be praying to Legba, but they would also be venerating Saint Lazarus as well, because the saints, and we're gonna get deeper into this later, the saints, just literally the practice of venerating the saints and doing spiritual work with the saints, that is a separate practice in itself.
The Hoodoo and Chill podcast will return after this short ad break.
Hey, are you enjoying the show? If so, don't forget to follow Hoodoo and Chill on Apple and Spotify and leave us a 5-star rating. Tell us what you love about the show in the reviews. We love to hear from you. To keep this free content on air, please support the show by sending a donation of love using one of the donation links in the descriptions. Donations keep our podcasts alive and also give us the ability to enhance our content. We graciously thank you for your support. Now, back to the show. That was Sears' Searology, and his Searology is always on point. I love it. But then there were some words that triggered me, and I was like, wait a minute, fight mode, hold on. See, because what I practice is voodoo, right? And true enough, in voodoo, we use the saints, but simply for synchronicity, okay? The blending or the disguise of our religious belief. African slaves, we had to use the saints in order to disguise the fact that we were practicing our own spiritualism. And it was either you become a Catholic and you practice according to what we are teaching you, the Catholic religion, and you pray to the saints and you worship what we worship, or you die. So it was a matter of life or death, having to choose to either let go of your spirituality completely, everything that you believed, everything that you were taught, everything that your spirit tells you, everything you have been following, tradition, years of tradition, or die and follow a tradition or a spirituality you know nothing about and you have no belief in. So when it comes to my practice, I felt like although the saints are important, and again, like Sarah said, we will get into why they are important. When it came to the African slaves and you know, in Haiti as well, they were brought to Louisiana and the Caribbean, you know, against their will. They were forced to adapt and accept, you know, this religion by their captors. And it was definitely Catholicism. So it is hard. Okay. I want to say it's hard, or it's somewhat difficult, to have respect in the beginning unless you are willing to look past the fact that this form of Catholicism, this worship of these saints, were forced upon us instead of something that we actually searched out ourselves and actually wanted to be a part of. This was something that was on our heart, in our spirit. This is something that was either you do it or you die. So Seer and I began to talk about this, and he talked about how beautiful the saints were and, you know, how much power there is behind them. But before I could even consider their power, that was the first thing that jumped in my mind, was the fact that my people were forced to worship or hide behind these saints. So therefore, I don't see all this beauty in them from the beginning. And that's where we had our discussion. That's where we bumped heads. And that's where we were. Seer said, oh no, there's so much beauty. I said, well, you know what? Do you know what my people had to do and how they had to hide behind it? And we went at it. But as you will see, by the end of this show, as we always say, everything meets at a crossroads.
Toya, that was beautiful. Thank you. So, she's absolutely right in everything that she says. And I respect and do agree with all of that. And I can also empathize from my own point of view as to why any person from an occult background would be standoffish as it relates to working with the saints. I can totally understand that. But as a historian, I also would like to challenge you to just do more history, more research, and also have an open heart. Because just like you said, this was forced upon us. There are a lot of things that I feel like that have been forced upon us. But once you give it a chance, you know that it might not necessarily be so bad for you. And before you counsel me on this one, stay with me, because I'm going somewhere with this. I sit back and I think about, as I've been doing my research and just really talking to elders and finding a lot of esoteric texts as it related to the saints, because I really put my foot into gathering knowledge. I'm very open, as to say, I am originally from Virginia, so my culture, and even as it relates to our Hoodoo practice, the saints are not necessarily involved or even spoken of at all. We are from a very Baptist or Protestant community. You know, that the Catholicism is not very prevalent in Virginia, and it's not very prevalent in Virginia Hoodoo as well. However, on my quest to gather this knowledge for you all, as well as to, you know, enhance my spiritual journey, and then Hoodoo Voices as well, because this is what really triggered it for me, just hearing the constant usage and the mentioning of the saints in Hoodoo Voices. And these are from ancestors that seem to have this respect for these saints. So obviously in my head I'm thinking, okay, there's something there. And what I found out really rocked my world, because it goes so far beyond what people really think. And you don't even have to necessarily be Catholic to appreciate the saints and what they stand for, how they are adversaries in our practice and intermediaries as well. The saints are originally derivative of pagan deities from Europe. That was one of the first things that I've discovered. And that tickled my fancy, because I'm like, all right, I am a person who embraces, you know, the European blood in me. I have Scottish blood in me, and I really do love learning about the Celtic deities as it relates to the Scottish people. So to know that there are saints that are direct deities from Celtic tradition, okay, I'm in. The saints were created because when Christianity was forced, not only amongst just Black people, but people around the world, that in Europe specifically, they had an extremely hard time of eradicating the pagan deities as well as the rituals from the people's everyday practice. They refused to let it go. So the saints were created as a guise, not only just in African American or ATR culture or religion, it was also used as a guise in European and paganism as well to hide their deities as well. So the first thing that I found in this journey was, oh wow, here we are at a crossroads where we don't have to hate each other as it relates to skin color, because we all have this in common that Christianity has been forced on every culture, and the saints have been used in every culture to disguise indigenous practices. And in a world that thrives on white supremacy, let's be honest, what better way? But then my research got even better, because some of us really just relate to things or to people or deities that look like us or have the same skin color as us. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they don't talk about how many saints are Black. The Black Madonna exists, holding baby Jesus. That some of these saints are directly derived from Africa. That there is a African influence in these saints. There is a Caribbean influence in these saints, and as well as a Latin American influence on these saints. Wow. Seeing pictures of saints that were Black in predominantly white churches, seeing people who were not my skin color go with so much respect and gifts and water and kissing the feet of these Black saints. Where have you ever seen the image of anything Black in a Baptist church? I'll wait. Where have you seen an image of anything Black as it relates to Jesus, even in your own church? The far and the few. Let's be really honest right now. So my respect for Catholicism actually grew, because I said, wow, not only in America, but in the Philippines, in Cuba, all around the world, there are people worshiping Black deities.
That right there was such an important portion of this show. I think understanding, because like I said, when Seer first came to me with the fact that the saints were so powerful, the first thing I thought about that came into my mind was white. Let's be real. Colorism. The fact that the saints were white, and you feel like the saints have been forced upon you by Europeans, right? That there are no saints that look like you. There are no saints that are from where you're from. They don't understand. So I think taking a look at the fact that we are so color struck when we start thinking about the saints and this aspect of religion and using the saints in our practice, it hinders us from getting to know the history and the benefits of incorporating these spirits into our lives, and they are powerful spirits. I think that once we understand that although this was forced upon us and certain things happened in history, it got us to where we are right now. And our practice is derivative of what? It's a mixture of Catholicism, indigenous African beliefs, Native American beliefs, and European beliefs. If you are practicing hoodoo, that is what you are practicing. So when I began to analyze the fact that, yes, I do practice voodoo, but I practice hoodoo as well, I had to rethink why I was so defensive when the saints came up. Now, as the saying goes, 70% of Haiti are Catholics and 100% are voodoo. So in Haiti and in, you know, New Orleans and other places where voodoo is practiced, you will see these saints, but sometimes you won't. Sometimes there are voodoo saints that say that I am not going to use this saint simply because of the way that it was forced upon us, the way that the beliefs were forced upon us. And so we're going to use the actual picture of the Loa instead of the saint. And then you'll find other voodoo saints that will also use the saint and the Loa. Just depends on the way that you practice. So at that point, I felt like I would be doing myself a disservice to not look closer as to how these saints actually benefit the practice of hoodoo and why some of my brothers and sisters who practice voodoo choose to use the saints and why they don't choose to use the saints. And that is where our research came in. So getting rid of the whole color scheme and being color struck about it is the first step. And that's why when we decided to do this podcast, we wanted to make it very clear that yes, a lot of things happened to us historically that was, you know, that was terrible, traumatizing. But there is a benefit in these saints. They do hold their own power. There is a magic behind them. And a lot of them were actually living people. And we're going to talk about the correlation, as Sears said, the saints as they are correlated with the Orisha. And then I am going to talk about the saints as they are correlated with the Loa.
Thank you, Toya. So in conclusion to just our brief debate as the saints go, I'm so glad that we were able to come to a place of not only peace, but at a crossroads of conclusion that there is a benefit here. And we should acknowledge the hurt and the pain and the trauma that was inflicted on a lot of our cultures, every occult practice as it relates to this, but also look at the benefit that we can pull from these saints as well. So let us, without further ado, introduce you all to the saints as they relate to the seven African powers. And once again, we're going to go over this information. If you want all of it in your face, you are more than welcome to download the PDF guidebook that we have available on our website for download. The link is at the top, and it does include pictures, prayers, workings, rituals, the whole nine. So pretty much everything and more that we are going to discuss today, you will find in this guidebook. And I just would like to say it is absolutely beautiful. So let us begin.
The Hoodoo and Chill podcast will return after this short ad break.
Make major decisions without knowing the outcome beforehand? Would you like to know where your relationship is headed or what the future holds in store for you? Sierra Bale and I want to assist you in making all the right decisions so that you may live your best life. Are you seeking a new career? Does your love life need insight? Or maybe you want to connect with your ancestors or past loved ones? The realm of divination holds all the answers to your future. Allow us to use our psychic abilities, bone reading, cartomancy, tarot, and mediumship to uncover the answers to your future. Go to hoodooconjurerootwork.com under classes and services to book your appointment today. Your spirit guides are waiting to speak to you. That's hoodooconjurerootwork.com. To uncover your destiny today.
So we're going to start with Saint Lazarus. One of my favorites as it relates to the seven African powers, because I just love what he represents. If you go beyond just the saint. For those who don't know the story of the Bible, Lazarus was the man whom Jesus rose back from the dead. And for me, I've always loved that story because it does show the power, the magic, not only that, the necromancy that is in the Bible. And it does confirm that Jesus himself did dabble in necromancy. It's written in the Bible. So Saint Lazarus is also representative of Papa Legba, Ilegwa, also depicted as Babalu Aye as it relates to Lukumi or Santeria. You will also see him depicted as Saint Lazarus. And there is a beautiful prayer that you can use to petition Saint Lazarus. And his color candle is yellow. And it goes, O blessed Saint Lazarus, patron of the poor, I believe in you and call on your most holy spirit to grant me my favor. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I trust in your infinite goodness to intercede for me through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to grant me this petition. And then you state your petition and you close it out with an amen. Okay. Now, his day of the week that you want to work with Saint Lazarus is on a Sunday. All right. And Saint Lazarus is for the sick, for people with drug addictions to maintain good health, and also for obtaining prosperity. Okay, so if you are in a down situation or luck isn't on your side, Saint Lazarus is who you want to call on to petition for that. And he doesn't ask for much. Okay, I just gave you guys a beautiful prayer that you could actually switch up and make that your own.
I love Saint Lazarus. Not only do we have Saint Lazarus, who is in correlation with Papa Legba, but also Saint Anthony. Okay, just to give you a little bit of background on who Papa Legba is. Papa Legba is the guardian of the doorways and the gate between the worlds. So he's going to be the messenger of the spirit, and he's going to be the one who grants passage between the world of the living and the spiritual world. He is always the first loa served at any ceremony. He is the finder of lost things, and so is Saint Anthony. So if you have something that you're trying to recover, something that you've lost, whether it be a person, whether it be even a pet, something that you hold precious that you cannot find, you can petition Saint Anthony and ask him to help you find what you have lost. Okay. He can be invoked and venerated all over the world as the patron saint for recovery and lost items.
And you are absolutely right. In Haiti, Legba is also depicted as Saint Anthony as well. When I chose Saint Lazarus because he's a little bit more universal. I've seen more depictions of Saint Lazarus as Legba and Ilegwa, just a little bit more than Saint Anthony. That is the reason why he was chosen in this particular description. But once again, guys, we have a PDF that talks about all of this in ebook, and it goes a little bit further into, you know, ways that you can work with this saint. So once again, if you're down on your luck, things not going so well, I will call on Saint Lazarus. Saint Lazarus is more so for people who are humble. You know, if you are someone who is kind of greedy, luxurious, you want all of this type of stuff and you got to have it this type of way, Saint Lazarus may not be the best one that you want to call on, because Saint Lazarus is for humble people. And if you are in a situation that things are down for you right now, and it's not your luck is not up right now, Saint Lazarus will really have compassion on you, okay? And that is a really, really good saint for helping you get up out of a jam.
And
all right,
here, I just wanted to commend you on the fact that you chose Saint Lazarus, because again, you guys, there are multiple saints that are correlated with multiple spirits. So Seer choosing Saint Lazarus, who serves as, you know, someone who can help you, like he said, when you're down on your luck, he has a multitude of things that he can help you do. So he's a really good choice if you are looking into that correlation.
The next saint we're going to talk about is Saint Peter. And Saint Peter is synchronized with Ogun. Okay. Now, I like this saint as well. Saint Peter's day of the week is Tuesday. When you see the keys, two cross keys, that's the type of Saint Peter that you want. There's two different types. Okay. There's one Saint Peter where he doesn't have any keys, and then there's another one where he's holding two cross keys. And the one with the two cross keys is for quick, you know, almost things that you want to come rather fast, and you want this, you want Saint Peter to be responsive rather quickly. You want to make sure that you get a depiction or a statue of him holding the keys. The one without the keys, he doesn't move as fast. You know, he kind of moves at his own pace, but the one him holding the keys, he is ready to work. Okay. And Saint Peter is for people, for good luck and fortune, people, the paper patron of bridge builders, people who work with their hands, clockmakers, fever. So he's a healer as well as foot trouble. People who live crazy lives, or if you're hectic, I might need Saint Peter. You petition Saint Peter for a long life as well. He is for masons, net makers, shipbuilders, stationaries, and also wolves. Okay, so if you are a person more so with the spirit of the wolf, if you feel like your animal spirit, animal totem, or even if you're familiar is the wolf, Saint Peter is also a great saint that you want to work with. He opens roads and brings opportunities for success. Okay, so Saint Peter's candles are a white candle and a red candle, and like I said, he is correlated with the African power Ogun, the Orisha Ogun. And in our PDF, there is a beautiful working that you could use to help Saint Peter if you want to get a job and maybe there's someone standing in your way. Okay, Saint Peter can help remove that obstacle and get this person or whatever standing in your way out. Okay, and in the PDF there is a working that you can use correlated with the Psalms 4 or Psalms 93, some John Conqueror root, Epsom salt, and a few other things to help attain the things that you want, or to remove some obstacles standing in your path.
So with keeping with Saint Peter, and what I'm trying to do, Sears, I'm trying to match the saints that you are putting out there and what their specialty is with the saints in the Loa as what their specialty is. So if that makes sense, I hope that makes sense, guys. I'm trying to match the two. So we're talking about building, we're talking about jobs, we're talking about things of that nature. And with that, we would have Loa Dumbula, okay? And his saint that is correlated with Dumbula would be Saint Patrick. Now, Saint Patrick is a saint of engineers, okay? As Sir was talking about building, he was talking about jobs, all right? He's a patron saint of engineers because of how many churches he built in Ireland, okay? So in addition to Saint Peter, you have Saint Patrick. And then you have on the Loa side, Dumbula, who, although he is not invoked first, as we talked about, Legba is, because he is the gate opener. Dumbula is the father of all Loas, all right? He's the archetype. He is all wise. He's a patriarchal serpent divinity, all right? He's associated with wisdom, peace, purity, benevolence, life, innocence. He is highly respected. And he's one of the most revered, or is the most revered, of the African gods, along with his wife or companion, Adiawido. So when you see a symbol for Dumbula, you'll see the serpent and you'll see the rainbow. Dumbula is the serpent. Adiawido is the rainbow. He is viewed as the Loa of creations. Also, when you see St. Patrick and you are petitioning him for work or something of that nature, if you choose to do that, like I said, he is the saint of engineering and building. You'll also see a snake correlated with him too, because St. Patrick is actually the patron of engineers, and he helped protect those who were afraid of snakes. So that is where the correlation comes in there, where you'll see the snake for Dumbula and you will see the snake for St. Patrick. Azuli Dantor is much like what Seer would describe St. Barbara to be, okay? And that's why I thought that was just so amazing, all right? So Dantor, she is a very, very extremely powerful Loa. She's a single mother of twins, okay? She is very protective of women. She is considered the mother of Haiti, of Black independence, of unity, of justice, of freedom. Okay, if you are having a hard time, and as Seer said, he's talking to someone in the audience that may be dealing with domestic violence, Dantor also is that Loa that you call on to protect. She is very protective of women, very protective of women's affairs, and she has killed many men who have dared to abuse her daughters. And when I say her daughters, that once you are in service of her and you have connected with Dantor and you, she is part of your, you know, your court, you are considered her daughter and she will protect you with a vengeance. Okay. In terms of saints, Our Lady Carmel is the one that is going to be correlated. It's actually three saints correlated with Dantor, but I did pick her simply because she has the same depiction, where she's sitting there, she's holding the baby, and she has, of course, she has the scar on her face. She is for protection from harm, protection from dangerous situations, and deliverance from purgatory. So who Seer has mentioned, St. Barbara, in addition to St. Carmel, and addition to Azuli Dantor, if you, again, I will say it, they are all meeting at a crossroads. So just depending on your practice and which way you want to go and how you want to incorporate what spirits into your life, they all can serve sort of that same purpose and bring you what you need.
She is also the patroness of Chile. She is used to invoke protection from accidents. You can also rely on her for like special requests, things that might be out of the norm, as well as she is a protector of sudden death, you know, just to keep you like car accidents or anything like that, or if you're scared of flying or something or anything like that, she is great to petition for that. Her day of the week is Saturday, and she is can be invoked with a white or brown candle, okay? Her feast day is also July the 16th. Now, Toya, that was good. Moving forward to our next saint, and we are getting into a very special portion of this because now we are starting to talk about the Black Madonnas, and there are a lot of Black, Brown, and Indigenous faces as it relates to the saints. So if you feel like you want someone that looks like you, look no further. I would like to introduce you to Our Lady Candelaria, okay? And this is Oya. She is synchronized with Oya. I love her. She's dark. She is holding a Black baby Jesus with a humongous crown on his head. She's holding a scepter. She is draped in red and gold and white and embroidered with beautiful golden jewelry all around her face. Her eyes are serene. Her lips are pursed together as if she wants to just tell you she loves you, but her eyes look as if they can also see right through you. Okay? She is specifically identified with Oya as it relates to Cuban Santeria or Lukumi. She is also related to Oshun in Brazilian Candomblé. In the Andean regions, like, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Pachamama. She is also linked to that in Peru, Chile, and that area that she is linked with the cult of Pachamama, which represents a deity from Mother Earth. Lastly, she is also in the Hindu community of the Canary Islands, identified with the goddess Durga and also with Kali. So, Our Lady of Candelaria, she is highly venerated, multicultural. People love her, especially. She's even linked to her own specific cult as it relates to the Andean regions as well. Now, her day of the week is Friday. Her color candles are red and white, and you petition her for protection of young children, health, money problems, as well as fertility. She has been adopted as the patron saint of many Black communities across the Americas, including Cartagena, Colombia. Also in Puerto Rico, she's also associated with candlelight. So she's also called the Lady of Candles as well. She so is the patron saint of mining communities across the Americas, including in Oruro, Bolivia. So I implore you to take a look at our guidebook and read more about her. If you are someone who just needs to see yourself in the saints, then look no further. Our Lady of Candles, Our Lady of Candelaria is here for you.
That is wonderful. And you know what? I love the depiction of her. Seer has put together this just, I mean, if you guys have not gotten or taken a look at the digital guide yet, I would very much encourage you to do so. My portion is not going to be on there in terms of the Loa, but everything that Seer is talking about, the saints that he is giving you, the prayers that he is giving you, the days of the week and venerating and things of that nature is on there. We all know Izulu Frida. We all love Izulu Frida. She is one of the most popular Loa out here, and that is why. Because she is so glamorous, and you know, there's beauty involved with her. There is money involved with her. There's fertility involved with her, okay? But let's make no mistake. Azuli Frida, she is a woman of luxury, of wealth. She speaks immaculate French, okay? Never Creole. Always French. She demands the utmost cleanliness and things of that nature. No tobacco smoking or anything like that when you are dealing with Frida. If you are looking for a Loa to help you bring in love, to fall in love, to bring you luxury, to bring you wealth, Frida is going to be the one for you, okay? Now, her correlating saint is going to be Our Lady of Sorrows. Now, Our Lady of Sorrows, if you guys have seen a picture of Our Lady of Sorrows, it looks very much like Frida, where it looks like she is holding her heart. She has a dagger in her heart, as Frida does. And there is a very interesting story behind why Frida has that dagger in her heart and why Dantor has that scar on her face. And they are both sisters, and they had gotten to a fight. And I won't go into that, but that's for a later show. But that is why she is holding that dagger. Our Lady of Sorrows is a very beloved mother. She is very stricken by grief. However, if you are looking for a saint to help you bear suffering, if there's something that is really heavy on your heart, something that you really need help with, it's almost unbearable, Our Lady of Sorrows is who you want to go to for encouragement.
I feel like the Lady of Sorrows ushers us into our next lady on this list, and it is Our Lady of Mercy, who is synchronized with Obatala. Okay, and another very, very beautiful picture. She is dressed in all white. There are children and angels surrounding her. There's a beautiful crown on her head. Her hair is long. Just looking very, very radiant. This is one of the saints where her skin is actually almost like porcelain white. One thing you would notice about a lot of these saints is that the skin depiction is different. Some of them are porcelain white. Some of them are brown. Some of them are black. Some of them, like Toya said, have scars on their faces, or they don't all look the same. That's one thing I want you all to just pay attention to as you are looking through these pictures and these imagery. And this is so in alignment with Obatala. And I love the fact that it is a lady that is synchronized with Obatala, because Obatala is gender ambiguous. There, Obatala is male, female, whatever. You cannot place Obatala in a box of just man or woman. So to have a woman synchronized with this deity is just beautiful, in my opinion. Now, Our Lady of Mercy, she is to be venerated on Sundays, okay? And of course, her candle would be white. What other color would it be? Her feast day is in September on the 24th. And this is a saint that you petition for peace, balance, good health, justice as well. She is really, really good for bringing justice to a situation, not revenge, not to get back at people, but to justify a situation, also as well as court case work and getting loved ones released from jail. Okay. She is synchronized with Obatala for universal peace and harmony as well. And like I said, if you are a person who is seeking mercy to come up out of a situation for yourself or someone else, Our Lady of Mercy is who you can petition to work as an adversary for you.
We're going to go into this whole thing with justice. And the next Loa I'm bringing up is just that. He is all for justice. And of course, you all know probably who I'm talking about, and it is the Baron. And as Seer said a prayer, Baron, if you are looking for justice, he is the one, okay? Baron Samedi, he is the god of death. He's the ultimate crossroad that all living souls, basically, you have to go before him after you have crossed over. Expedite. And I know you guys have all heard about Saint Expedite, right? Saint Expedite has a reputation for being somewhat lazy. That's what they call him, lazy. However, he does things really quickly. So I'm not sure how that correlation goes, but Saint Expedite, he's very powerful. And he brings quick results for material possessions. All right. And I want to mention that too with Baron. If you're looking for money and things of that nature, he can also help you there. So you need something quick, fast, in a hurry. There's a lawsuit. You need cash for some reason. You're getting put out of your apartment. Whatever the case may be, it's an emergency. You need it ASAP. Saint Expedite is the one you want to petition. He loves pound cake. I heard that Sara Lee pound cake is his favorite. The way that Saint Expedite works is because they say he's a little bit on the lazy side. What you want to do is petition him first. Once he comes through and has fulfilled his petition, then you give him his pound cake.
So now we move forward to a very, very, very important, in my opinion, probably one of the most important, if not the most, highly venerated on my list of saints that I have here. And she is another saint that you will find the worship began in Northern Africa, right along the coast that is connected to where Spain is, in Morocco, that area. So we are talking about Our Lady of Regla, okay? And you will hear this everywhere, okay? She is synchronized with the great Yemoja, all right? And her imagery is just like most images of Yemoja. She is draped in blue and white. She has a massive crown on her head. And in her hand, she is holding baby Jesus. She is one of the Black Madonnas. All right. Now, her day of the week is Friday. Of course, her candle color is blue. And you petition Our Lady of Regla for protection of children, health, money problems, as well as fertility. And once again, like I said, the devotion of her began in Africa. There is a short story that I did post in our ebook that talks about how she was discovered. There was vandals actually came into Northern Africa and they were sacking the land. And there were these group of African monks and hermits who had her statue and they hid it. And they kept it hidden for a long time, years until after the war was over. And then she emerged again as a saint in Catholicism. And Our Lady of Regla is literally a cult on her own. Even if you're not Catholic, even if you don't believe in any of this, even if you just believe in the power of divine femininity and just the divine womanhood, right? Our Lady of Regla is someone that you definitely want to petition and work with and just have in your home. I think that every Black woman personally should have at least a picture or something of her around. You know, she's beautiful. She's dark. She's Black. She's a mother. She's a protector of your children. She's a protector of your home, your money, your womb, all of those things. And she is highly respected. Like when I was doing my research, there are so many churches around the world. Okay. She is a cult on her own. The Philippines, Cuba, all over South America, everywhere, people come to her statue, this big, beautiful Black statue of a woman, and they worship her. They venerate her. They cry. They kiss her feet. All of these things. So I will behoove you. There is one saint on this list that you want to take a look at. Our Lady of Regla is beautiful, and she is designed for women. She is designed for our people. And once again, she is another saint that is derivative of Mother Africa.
The last saint in Loa on my list here, and I kind of saved him for last because he is not as popular. I don't want to say he's not as popular, but he may not be as well known as the other Loas that I mentioned. But he is just so important. And we talked about Legba, right? We talked about Legba being the gatekeeper, him opening the gates. He's the one that you go to when you need to enter into the spiritual world and speak to the Loa. Now, we have met Kalfu. Now, Kalfu, and a lot of people get him confused with Legba because of where he sits. He is the master of the crossroads. Okay, so we have Legba, who is the master gatekeeper. We have Khaofu, who actually is the master of the crossroads. And most of the time, we call him the crossroads. Flip side of Khaofu, we have Saint Andrew. Now, Saint Andrew was an apostle. He was a real apostle. Okay, he's a real person. He was Jesus Christ's first apostle. Okay, he is a patron of Greece, Russia, Italy, and Barbados, as well as other countries. He's a patron for singers and maidens and fishermen, workers, and women who are wanting children and mothers. He's also a master healer. Okay, so that saint is who would be correlated with Khaofu. There are not a whole lot of pictures out there of Met Khaofu, but if you see a voodoo saint with Saint Andrew, you'll know that they are also most likely working with Met Khaofu.
All right. So last on our list, last but not least, and of course I did save this one for last because this is a deity that is talked about a lot. And we love her, and which is why we always like to save the best for last. But I wanted you all to be introduced to some maybe lesser known energies before you got who you came here for and left, okay? So let us introduce to our last seventh power, last but not least, our beautiful, our loving Oshun, who is correlated and synchronized with Saint Cecilia. Okay, now Saint Cecilia is a martyr. She is kind of a tragic story on what happened to her. Now, her day of the week is Wednesday. Her candle color is green. And no wonder it would be green, because Saint Cecilia is for success, all right? She's used to invoke the energy of prosperity. She is a saint of composers and musicians, organ makers, poets, singers, and anyone who is a vocalist as well, all right? She has a feast day in November on the 22nd. That's my sister's birthday. Love you, Toya. And she is also a representation of Urzuli, as well as La Sarine in Louisiana voodoo, okay? So Saint Cecilia is petitioned a lot, all right, and worked with a lot. She represents the element of fire, as well as the planet of Jupiter, and her zodiac sign is a Sagittarius, okay? Now, just a quick little story on Saint Cecilia. She was born into a wealthy family in Rome and was rooted in her Christian faith. She wore sackcloth as a sign of humility, fasted, and even dedicated her life to serving the Lord, praying often through the intercession of the angels and the saints to protect her virginity. Despite this commitment, she was forced to marry a pagan man who would later become Saint Valerian. During the ceremony, it is said that she sang praises to God within her heart. After her nuptials, Cecilia told Valerian of her vow and that an angel was by her side protecting her. When he asked her for proof of the angel's presence, she implored him to travel to be baptized by Pope Urbanus, right? For then he would be able to see. Upon returning home, Valerian did indeed see the angel and respected Cecilia's wish. Over the course of her life, Cecilia spent her time preaching, especially to those less fortunate, and was able to bring over 400 people to the church. How amazing is that? But the most amazing example of God's divine protection was in the time leading up to her death. Being that Christians were persecuted at that time, Cecilia was arrested and sentenced to death. They shut her in the baths for well over a day, with expectations of her dying from suffocation from the fires. She wasn't affected in the slightest, not even breaking out in a sweat. They actually had to decapitate her head, and the legend goes that they came in and had to cut her head 3 times and it still wouldn't cut off. So they left her in that bathhouse to bleed out and die. And as her blood was pouring out into the streets, people were collecting it and keeping it as relics. And that is the story of Saint Cecilia, who is in synchronicity with our beautiful Oshun. Saint Cecilia is beautiful. You will see her with instruments, playing the harp, playing the piano, and also in our guidebook, there is a prayer that you could pray specifically for Sister Saint Cecilia for prosperity, for your petitions to intercede on your behalf. So if you are interested in working with St. Cecilia, I implore you to take a look at our PDF ebook. It is amazing. It is priced so beautifully, and all of the proceeds do go to HCR Love and Light Ministries. So with that being said and coming to a conclusion, we did go over, but it's totally fine. I hope that you all were able to take something from this today. I hope that your minds were open to working with the saints. And I'm so glad to be able to do this, because I hear a lot of people talking about the saints and hoodoo, but never really sitting down and kind of giving us guidance on how to walk with them, or how to work with the saints, or how to implore them into our practices. So to be able to provide you all with this information, as well as the PDF, so that you could have something visual to reference, I think it's amazing. And I just thank you all for just sticking with Toya and I today so that we could share this information with you.
Wonderful show. I actually wanted to keep going. I wish I could have kept going. We only did 7, but you know what? We're going to have to do a part 2 of this here. We have to do a part 2 of this for sure, because there are a lot more saints to be covered. And honestly, I want to know about them. My interest is peaked now. So I want to know about them. I want to know more about the saints. I hope you guys do too. Thank you for staying with us and giving us your time this morning and lending your ear and listening with an open heart. We really appreciate it. And we have a lot of great things going on. I just wanted to mention that we have 2 academies going on right now. We have open enrollment for HCR Gold Academy, as well as Sears Cartomancy Academy. So I want you guys to check those out as well.
Once again, I just want to give my love and my support to everyone that did join us today and just take this journey with us into the history of the saints. I think this was awesome, and I loved it. Lastly, I just want to say, as always, my people, remember that you are strong, that you are powerful, and that today is the day that I give you my blessing. I ask spirit to bless you, your ancestors to bless you, the saints that we spoke upon today, that if you heard our voices, that you bless each and every last one of us as we step out today into our prosperity, as we break chains, as we break generational curses, as we become the beings that you have designed us to be. Spirit, I ask that you fill up our cups, fill up our hearts, fill up our wallets, and definitely fill up all of our bank accounts, and lower our credit balances and increase our credit limits. Ashe and amen. And with that, I just want to say I love you, my people, and I send you each out today in prosperity, and I release you into the atmosphere. Thank you for joining us.